Hey there, Mama. Welcome to episode 81 of the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast. I'm Jenna, and we are in the Mother's Day Core Health Series. It's almost Mother's Day, and I love Mother's Day if you don't know that already, and I hope you do too. It is a special time to celebrate you and your job as a mom, the blessing of having a child and being the only mom to your baby. And I am so excited for you to celebrate this Mother's Day. And I have a special promo code for my Postpartum Abs Simplified course because I want to gift that to you for Mother's Day. And at the end of this episode, you will get that promo code so you can join my Postpartum Abs Simplified program and get your core back to the way it used to be, stronger than ever before after having a baby. You don't need that postpartum pooch any longer. It's time to get rid of it. And part of this program, we talk about nutrition. And today we are talking about the top five healthy nutrition habits that I live by. And I can't wait to help coach you along the journey when you are in my Postpartum Abs Simplified program, because coaching can help you get the results. So we'll talk more about that later, but let's dive into the episode. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey friend, welcome to the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast, where you will learn how to strengthen your body after pregnancy and finally get rid of the postpartum pooch in less time. Fitness can fit easily into your busy schedule. There's a simple way to navigate your postpartum journey, and I'm here to teach you how to do it without the chaos, overwhelm, and tears. If you are here for a little sweat, a whole lot of sleep, defined, tight, and toned muscles, and to live your life as a mom to the fullest, then you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Dr. Jenna, but you can call me Jenna, and I'm a physical therapist and a mom of four little girls who has cracked the code on how to strengthen your core postpartum in the easiest way possible without the stress, exhaustion, or struggle. I did it, and now I'm here to help you do the same. It's all about progress, not perfection, and I'm here to help walk you through the journey to feeling strong, confident, and energized. That energy comes from within, not your coffee. Let's roll out your yoga mat and hit the floor, girl. It's time to do this. Hey, Mama. Thanks for joining me on today's episode. This is day four of the Mother's Day Core Health Series. Have you been sticking with me all this week? I hope so. On Monday, we talked about balancing motherhood and work and health. That was such a great episode. On Tuesday, we talked about the four reasons why core strength is so important to new moms, right? You know I love the core, and I hope you do too, and I hope now you understand why the core is so important. And on Wednesday, we talked about my best exercise strategies for postpartum fitness, because I want you to have success in this journey, and I want you to follow my steps because they work. They work so well. If you follow my strategies, you will have great results, and you will have less time commitment with your exercise routines because the strategies I teach you work really well. And today we are talking about nutrition. This is such a big topic. We're talking about my top five healthy nutrition habits that I live by. So what do I do to live a healthy lifestyle as a mom? Now, I want to just say that I was a nursing mom. I breastfed all four of my babies and I lost the weight. And I got strong along the way. I gained muscle. So I was able to get back to my pre-pregnancy body weight, my pre-pregnancy body shape, everything. I was able to get back within just 10 weeks, 10 to 12 weeks. And now I have that whole program mapped out in my Postpartum Abs Simplified program. So I was getting moms left and right asking me, how did you lose your postpartum pooch? Like, why does your stomach look so flat? How did you do that? And you had four babies and your baby's still really young. And I just told them it was my postpartum exercises that I live by. They work and they work really well. I didn't focus on my arms, my legs, my cardio. I just focused on my core and I ate really healthy food. So if you are struggling with the nutrition side of things, I definitely help coach this in my program, Postpartum Abs Simplified. I don't currently have a module on nutrition, but I like to work one-on-one or in my group coaching within the program to help you with your specific nutrition needs, because nutrition can be very specific. And I'm not going to tell you to eat one certain thing if you love to eat ice cream. Now, that's my thing. I love to eat ice cream. So I'm not going to tell you to stop eating ice cream because you love it and you're just going to want to go back to it. So I like to coach postpartum moms when it comes to nutrition rather than have a module in my program for it. So anyways, if you look in the show notes, you can see the link to my Postpartum Abs Simplified program. And yes, we are in the middle of a flash sale for this week only. You can use the promo code MOMDAY25 and you can get 25% off my program right now. So I'd love for you to join us. And yes, let's get into this episode, the five healthy nutrition habits that I live by. Number one, habits around grocery shopping. What do you do for your grocery shopping? Do you even have a system? Do you have a plan? Are you consistent with your grocery shopping habits? Well, what I do is I do online grocery shopping and I get it delivered to my house. And boy, does this save me time. And saving time is crucial for me to focus my time in other areas like my exercise, spending time with my children, just being a more present mom. And this has been a game changer for me because I consistently, every Monday morning, I put in my online grocery order for it to be delivered on Friday. Yes, I wait a whole week. So I put the order in on Monday and it arrives on Friday. So I have a whole week to keep adding groceries into my grocery shopping list for it to be delivered. That's a habit I have and it works so well. I've been doing it for a year. I love it. All right, number two, my second habit that I have around healthy nutrition is the time that I eat throughout the day. Do you know when you eat? I know it sounds elementary, and it is because, you know, elementary school students, they eat on a scheduled time, right? You eat breakfast before you go to school, and then you eat lunch at the same time, and then you come home and you have a snack when you come home from school. Well, let's stick to a time frame, a schedule for our eating habits as adults, as busy moms. We want to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and we want to eat it pretty consistently within the same hour every day. So maybe that's 7 a.m., 12 p.m., and 5 p.m. Every day you're going to shoot for that time frame. Consistently eat at the same time. Your body will adapt and regulate and be more on a schedule, and you're not going to want to grab snacks at random times because you know what to expect throughout the day. Now, I want you to schedule in snack time as well. When do you need your snacks? That's up to you, but schedule in two snack times in between those meals. The third habit for healthy nutrition is around what you do at restaurants or social eating. This can really derail you. You can make so much progress throughout the week with your healthy food choices, but if you have a problem with eating out at restaurants and eating anything on the menu and not really thinking about what's going in your mouth, what's going on your plate, then that is going to hinder your progress with your health. So let's set some ground rules for social eating, whether that's eliminating the drinks, eliminating the sugar in your drinks, eliminating fried foods. Maybe you're always sticking to a salad every time you go out to a restaurant. Maybe you like a good burger, but you want to get a vegetable on the side and avoid the French fries. Let's consistently have some kind of formula for you to eat healthy when you're going out in public, when you're going out in a social environment. Try not to splurge too much. Maybe you only splurge on your immediate family's birthdays. That could be a rule that you set for yourself. Or maybe once a month you have a splurge. You need to think about what's going to work for you and consistently have these habits in place for social eating. Number four, the fourth healthy habit that I live by is around portion control. I don't eat large portions, but I will say I eat large portions when I don't eat all day long. So if I, for some reason, skipped a meal because I was so busy and I was taking care of my children, I end up binge eating later and I don't want to do that. So I'd like you to consistently have those times mapped out throughout the day when you're eating. That's number two. But with those times, you should be able to easily portion control your meals because you're eating so frequently throughout the day. So get a plate that has the portion dividers in it if you need to, and really measure out each serving for each food group. So don't go heavy on the starches and then just have one piece of broccoli on the side. No, you want to have a larger amount of vegetables and fruits and a smaller portion of the starches and the sugars. Okay, so it sounds, again, elementary, but this is crucial. This is crucial to healthy nutrition habits. And the fifth healthy nutrition habit that I have is around drinking. Now, I am not big on sugary drinks. Even though I love them, I have really good self-control in not drinking them. I limit myself to primarily water throughout the day. I will add some lemon or lime in my water, and that's a great flavor for me. Like, I feel very content with water and different temperatures of water. Ice water, you know, hot water from the microwave that's like tea, but there's no tea in it. So find good habits around your drinking. If you are drinking sodas and sugary drinks all day long, that is probably the number one reason why you're struggling with your nutrition, with your health, is the sugar. So I'm going to encourage you to pay close attention to what you're drinking and how much sugar is in your drinks and how often you're drinking these sugary drinks. Can you limit it to one a day? Can you limit it to one a week? Maybe just on Saturdays, you allow yourself to splurge a little bit when it comes to the drinks and the sugars. And maybe try to cut back on the amount of sugar you're adding into your coffee or how often you're going to Starbucks. We have to have healthy habits around our choices. And this is, again, a lifelong way of living. Can you be happy with the restriction that you're putting on yourself, or is it going to be so restricting that you think in 2 months you're not going to be able to enjoy life? So find a healthy balance where you can still have some of these yummy foods and yummy drinks, but not as often as you are currently doing. All right, I'd love to coach you more on how we could fine-tune your nutrition and your healthy habits around food so you can join Postpartum Ev Simplified, where we can focus on your core strength, losing the baby weight, losing the weight around your midsection, getting those strong abs, and also getting the coaching alongside it with regards to nutrition. I'd love for you to join us in this program for this week only. Up until Sunday, Mother's Day, you can get the promo code MOMDAY25 and save 25% off the program. I don't do this very often. It's only 3 times a year, and right now is one of those times. So if you've been wanting to join Postpartum Ev Simplified and you just could not swing the cost, this is a great time to save. And I'd love for you to join, and we would work heavily on your goals. You tell me what you want, and I will coach you along the way. So you get a lot of access to me when you join this program. Unlike anything else I offer, this is the program that I focus primarily on with my students, and I will get your weight down, and I will get your healthy habits strong so that you can conquer anything with your fitness journey. This is the groundwork. This is the stepping stone into getting that total body, fit body that you want as a new mom. And don't resort to the mommy tummy. Don't resort to the baggy sweatpants. You can look good again, you can feel good again, and you can be confident again. This is the best way to start. So if you would love to join us, I would be so delighted to have you in the program. And to review again, the 5 healthy habits. Number 1, healthy habits around grocery shopping. Number 2, healthy habits around time of eating throughout the day. Number 3, healthy habits around what restaurants you go to and your social eating habits. Number 4, healthy habits around portion control. Number 5, healthy habits around drinking. All right, I promise you that I would give you a fun mommy and me exercise at the end of every episode. So here we go. I want you to focus on doing some bicep curls with your baby strapped on you. Yes, your baby's going to be forward facing you. You're going to be looking straight in your baby's eyes. You're going to be counting, and you're going to be pulling up your arms with some nice heavy weights in your arms, doing some bicep curls while you're walking around your house. That's right. Bicep curls don't take a lot of thinking, right? But you can walk around with your baby strapped on you and do your bicep curls at the same time. Okay, set a timer for 5 minutes. minutes, walk around your house, get your biceps pumping and get your weights in your hands and your baby strapped in you and stare at your baby in the eyes the whole time. Have fun with it and remember to always live core strong.
Did you learn something amazing today and feel like your mama friends would learn a lot too? You can have a huge impact on their lives and the lives of so many other moms by subscribing and leaving a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts so the Fit Postpartum Mom message can spread all over the world. New moms don't need to struggle anymore. The answers are all right here waiting for them. So take 30 seconds to share it. Take a screenshot of this podcast, tag me on Instagram, and post it in your stories. But before you go, please head over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and leave a 5-star written review so you can help grow the Strong Mom community. I'd love to have you and your mom friends there with me. And as a thank you for being here all the way to the end, I have something special for you. I'm giving you free access to my training on how to safely start postpartum ab exercises in less than 2 minutes a day. Watch right now at livecorestrong.com/class. I can't wait to see you next time on the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast.